This morning's parasha is called Ha'azinu, which Jerry just read the first five verses. And if you were listening, it doesn't sound like it's a very good poem if you're a Jewish person. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 32, and it means to give ear, so to listen. The song of Moses represents the last time that Moses will speak to the Israelis before he goes to die on Mount Nebo. The song was meant to be taught to every Israeli as a reminder of the past and a warning for the present and for the future. Appropriate to the title, it begins with a call to listen. El Gabor, mighty God, summons the heavens and the earth as a witness, saying, "Let my teachings fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." Moses is telling the Israelis to listen to God the rock and do all that he says in order to prosper. It makes clear that if we don't follow Adonai, we won't prosper and God will not save us. In this song, the word rock is used 8 times, and 7 of those times it refers to Adonai. We know that Yeshua is called the rock of our salvation, and that phrase is used here as well. In verses 3 and 4, Moses calls for Israel to give glory to God, extolling God's greatness, and declares he is the rock. His works are perfect, and in all his ways are just. In the world of Moses' time, people frequently sought to make their own gods, carving idols out of wood and stone, and worshiping them as though they were equal to our God. Most people who want to fight to God today simply just deny his existence and pursue their own heart's wicked desires. Meanwhile, the God, small g, of this world, Satan, seeks to destroy all Jews and Christians who call on the one true God. Now, while most Jewish people do not follow Yeshua, Satan targets them anyway, knowing that they are still the unique people, God's choice, who still have an importance in God's unfolding plan. In verses 5 and 6, Adonai admonishes Israel because they have become corrupt and foolish. He reminds them who their creator is. It is El Elyon, the Most High God. In verse 7 through 14, Moses reminds them of all that God has provided for them these past 40 years. And he calls on them to listen to their elders and to pass on the ensuing generations all that he had done for them, protecting them, nudging them along his perfect path. In verses 15 through 20, Moses warns our people that in time they will grow complacent and arrogant and abandon the God who made them and reject the rock, their Savior. It is no coincidence that within the great Hallel in Psalm 118, verses 21 and 22, we discover a prophecy that the stone which the builders rejected would in fact become the cornerstone. In Matthew 21, Yeshua stated that this prophecy was referring to himself. He was rejected by Israel's leaders, but God overrode their foolish decision, raised him from the dead, and made him our cornerstone. He is our God yesterday, today, and forever. In verses 21 through 27, God reminds the Israelis that he is a jealous God, not jealous the way we use the word today, but a righteous, protective jealousy, since they are his people and he wants the best for them. In the course of time, God would make the Jewish people jealous by including Gentiles among his people, those who follow Yeshua. This doesn't mean that he is finished with Israel. In Romans chapter 11, Rabbi Paul emphasized that by no means was God finished with Israel, reminding Gentile believers that there would be a time when the Jewish people return to God through Yeshua. And what a glorious day that will be when all bow the knee to Messiah. In verses 34 through 43, the Lord promises he will avenge those who plot against his people, saying, I have net kept this in reserve and sealed in my vaults. In verse 43, he promises that he will make atonement for his land and the people, and God always makes good on his promises. In verses 44 through 47, Moses reminds the Jewish people that they are to carefully obey these commands, saying, these words are your life, and you will live a long life in the land if you obey. That very day, God summoned Moses to Mount Nebo, where he was allowed to see from a distance the land of milk and honey that Israel would inherit. Remember that Moses could not enter the promised land because of an incident when he took the credit for providing water from the rock. Instead of giving glory to God in front of the people, he took it for himself and Aaron. There would be, however, a time when Moses would set foot in the promised land, and that is when he and Elijah would meet Yeshua on the Mount of Transfiguration. So, brothers and sisters, is the song of Moses still pertinent today? I hope you see that it is. The Lord expects us to have faith and give our loyalty to him who laid down his life for us. Yeshua not only laid down his life, but was resurrected and lives today and is our great mediator, the one and only mediator that we need. Scripture is very clear that it is not his mother nor any other saints that we talk to, only Yeshua. If you have not done so yet, will you commit your life today to follow the one true God, the three-in-one God who gives us eternal life? If your walk with him has been hampered by sin, will you turn from it today, seek his forgiveness, and strive to be better for the one who gave all we have? Then he will put a new song in your heart. Amen.